All right, last night was the first taste that we got to see of the Texans playing as they played the Bears last night. And we talked a lot about what we saw and what jumped out and stood out to us. And, Clint, I think one of the big things is really starting off with who played. Like, who played? I think D'Amico was – he was serious. What did we see? Not just starters didn't play. I think there were only two starters who actually played, and I'm actually happy about the two that did. But, hell, they were sitting some of the reserve backups, like Damian Pierce didn't play last night. Robert Woods didn't play last night. No, I don't think any of the starting defense played last night at all. And so that may be one of the first things we were looking at, like, wow, okay. They didn't start a lot of guys. They did, however, play Juice Scruggs and Kenyon Green, and that was good to see from those two. But I was even surprised of how far he went and guys and not playing guys.
Look, we looked at it last night at in the postgame show. There were eight defensive backs that didn't play, right? Two nickel defenders, four corners, and two safeties. Hell, it's hard to finish a four-quarter game. Yeah. I'm glad the damn thing got rained out when you've got that many guys. And no surprise, a lot of people are talking about the bust on the defensive side of football. No surprise, you had a bunch of third and four stringers that probably hadn't had a whole lot of run together. Communication is an issue. You eight defensive backs, and then as you said, you look in the middle. I don't think Tim Settle played.
No,
Mario Edwards didn't play. Foley didn't play. So you got three interior defensive linemen that didn't play, and there's probably another one that I'm not thinking of. I looked out there in Davis and was 93. Mine just went.
Oh, yeah,
Notre Dame.
Kurt Heinisch.
They're starting the game. So, look, it's it was aggressive. It was aggressive. As I've said before, look, I personally am all about like the way that D'Amico Ryans is 100% wholeheartedly behind Kamari Lassiter. I mean, he's a rookie, never pissed a drop in the NFL, and he just sat with the starters, right? And if that's your guy, hell, that don't and you're gonna play him at outside corner, you're gonna start him at outside corner, then don't let's not play games, let's not create some kind of fake competition. So I personally appreciate the way they're handling certain guys, but it's a far cry from what we expect and what we've been used to with Nick Caserio and now obviously D'Amico Ryans. So yeah, it was an aggressive move. I bet there was 40 guys that didn't start.
Yeah, no,
I didn't play.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't just starters. Like they, I mean, like guys like Damian Pierce, who we thought and heard reports that would play, didn't play. But Clint, I think it was a good decision because now when you see how many guys didn't play. I'm now surprised that Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs played.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a good decision to see those two play. And I'm going to tell you what, again, as we say, especially with Kenyon Green, there are tests that he has to pass, keep passing tests, and he's blown them out the water at this point. And yesterday there were moments where I just sat and watched him from the press box and just kind of to see what he did. He's moving people. And the best thing that I can say about what we saw with Juice Scruggs and what we saw with Kenyon Green, who I think are big question marks on this offense, I think the top two question marks on this offense, Clint, was they looked the way they should have looked, in my opinion, against twos and threes. They looked like they were clearly handling and getting the best out of their matchups. And I think that's what they should have looked like. And I'm glad that they played, that they got their feet wet to watch them.
Yeah, look, I saw one bad snap. That was Case Keenum. I don't believe that Juice Scruggs was in the game at that point in time, so no sweat there. I do think that it just makes sense for Juice Scruggs, having not played center in a game at the NFL level, obviously being leaned into big time here to be the center. And this is one of those, with the exception of the quarterback, and nobody communicates more than the center. And so I can understand why Juice Scruggs would be treated a little bit differently. Like, there's more to it than just playing football. He's got to get in there and communicate, make sure he's communicating in both directions the right way, make sure the tone's right, make sure the calls are right. And so before the ball's ever snapped, Chew Scruggs has got a lot. He's got a lot on his plate, so he needs to get that run. If he gets it figured out and it's all it's executed well and communicated well, then hell, let him rest the last game of the season, of the preseason. With Kenyon Green, I think it's just a matter of they've said, "Hey, look, we've seen enough bad. We need you to earn this."
Absolutely. Absolutely, and he is.
And look,
he's passed every test.
Yeah, look, I can't, without watching the film, I can't tell you, like, let's grade these guys or whatever. But I can tell you that just watching the game and watching, there's two things that stand out, one about each guy. We saw this last year, and it's clearly obvious now with Juice Scruggs. He is looking to maul folks. He is literally trying to hurt, and I love that in an interior offensive lineman. And you look at Kenyon Green. The change in the body is allowing us to now see some big fellas, some really, really, really good athletic movements.